Good morning and welcome to another edition of Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone with Public Affairs Specialist Barbara Dabb and a half-hour focus on the issues, the people, and events happening here in Middle Tennessee. Today, if you're among the thousands of Middle Tennesseans who turned out for Cheekwood Botanical Garden's Chihuly exhibit last fall, you know what a gem we have right here in our own backyard. Well, get ready, because Cheekwood's next installation will blow you away. We got a first peek at a garden-scale model of some of Tennessee's historic landmarks and railroads. We talked to Jane Offenbach, President and CEO of Cheekwood, and Brian Bussey, President of Applied Imagination, to learn more about this dynamic installation. Then later, musicians around the world have been inspired by the genius of the Beatles. But did you ever think entrepreneurs and business owners could learn some lessons from the Fab Four? Two local authors believe there's a lot to learn from one of the most successful musical groups in history, and they've written a book on the topic. We spoke with Richard Courtney and George Cassidy, authors of Come Together, The Business Wisdom of the Beatles, to find out more about what made the British mop tops tick. That and much more on Zone About Town from 104.5. The Zone.
Welcome, everybody, and I'm so pleased to get out in the field, get out of the studio for a change, and I'm sitting on a lovely, lovely spring afternoon with Jane Offenbach, who is president and CEO of Cheekwood Botanical Gardens, and Brian Bussey, who is with Applied Imagination. We're going to learn about a fabulous new exhibit opening in just a little while, and it's going to run for, I don't know, we'll get all the dates. But Jane, welcome. It's good to have you.
Great. Thanks. I'm so excited to have you out here to see this in progression.
Yeah. So I'm sitting at the entrance, roughly the entrance, the first garden that you come to at Cheekwood, and there's a whole apparatus that's going up, and it's going to be trains and a garden train exhibit. So tell us a little bit about how that came to be and what folks need to know to get out here and see it.
Well, the first thing to know is that it opens April 9th, and we are right now sitting in the Robertson Ellis Color Garden, surrounded by tulips and violas, but soon we will be surrounded by trains, 7 tracks, 7 trains, filling a full acre with waterfalls that are 7 feet tall, with truss bridges that are 9 feet tall. It's a little city that you actually get to walk through that takes us all around Tennessee and the history of Tennessee. There's 21 historic buildings from Memphis to Knoxville to Nashville. We've got such buildings as the Tennessee State Capitol, the Alex Haley Home, Beale Street, Graceland, and of course, right here in town, the Parthenon and Cheekwood, not to be forgotten. And it's just a great opportunity to come out here for young kids and old kids alike. To experience trains, history, gardens. It's a little bit of everything for everyone, and we're just delighted to be here to see it in its creation stage.
Well, yeah, it's fun to watch this stuff go up, and I feel so privileged to be able to even see it as it's going up. And, you know, Cheekwood has been around for quite a while, but I think there were a lot of folks who weren't 100% sure what you were all about until last fall, when you had the Dale Chihuly glass exhibit. And I know that it sounds like that's really boosted your membership and really put you guys on the map.
That's great. We had 340,000 people come out last year. So we're pretty excited to be able to offer them something just as wonderful as last year. We know everybody's waiting. What's next? What's next? Well, we were actually in the planning stages since 2007 for the What's Next, which is Trains, Tennessee, and G. This is going to be a great exhibition. And we're sure all the people that were out here this past year are just going to be coming back in droves to see it, because it's really very unusual. It's another out-of-the-box kind of exhibition that everyone is going to enjoy.
Yeah, you definitely, the bar was raised pretty high after the Chihuly exhibit, and I can see that this is not going to disappoint. It's really beautiful. And take us, I know that you mentioned the tulips and violas that are here right now, which are yellow and lavender and shades of orange and yellow, absolutely gorgeous. Tell us kind of how this changes throughout the seasons. I know we're just in the blooming stage, really, of the early spring, and what's coming next in the summer?
Well, that's what's exciting about this Trains exhibition. It's going to be here starting April 9th through December 31st. So you can come again and again, and as the seasons change, so will this exhibition, because we'll be moving into our summer plants with your begonias and your annuals and all the beautiful perennials that are out there. And then this fall, of course, you have chrysanthemums, and it's just a different display, you know, every season of the year. So you'll be able to see trains in a little different motif. We're particularly excited that Brian Bussey's going to be back out here for the holiday, so we'll be putting the holiday trimmings on it. Trains and Christmas time, you know, those two just go hand in hand, and here people will be able to enjoy it April through December. Plus, we're going to be lighting this garden. One of the great things about Chihuly were the Chihuly Nights. And we are going to be bringing that back in another form and fashion called Cheekwood Nights. And those will be the first Friday of the month starting in June. So it'll be June, July, August, and September, where you can come out and see trains at night. And the gardens will be lit, and there'll be activities throughout. Of course, a nice train focus, but lots of different programs and music and great opportunities to dine al fresco and just enjoy this magnificent garden.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. You're getting me really in the mood for a nice summer evening and a bottle of wine, a little picnic, and looking at this fabulous exhibit. So let's bring it on. I've been speaking with Jane Offenbach. She's the president and CEO of Cheekwood Botanical Gardens. And I'm also really pleased to be bringing you Brian Bussey, who is the president of Applied Imagination, the organization that's putting on this wonderful exhibit. Brian, it's so great to meet you.
Hi, Barbara. Nice to meet you.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys do. I mean, I can see it, but describe it for my listeners, what you're all about and what's kind of unique about this exhibit here.
Well, we're a talented team of artists, I should say, who travel around the country, and we put together exhibits or garden railroads that are commonly known as. Today we're putting together the exhibit for Cheekwood here, and we're in the very early stages of roughing out the mountains and the train track. We have the first of the seven train tracks up in the air, the highest route so far.
Yeah, I can see that. And what I'm looking at, I guess, is the tracks kind of winding through some building with the bridge. And it's kind of hard to make out what it's all going to be. But when you talk about garden railroads, I envision sort of miniature trains. And this is really not that small, though. I mean, they're certainly not life-size trains, but it's not like tiny little, you know, we're not talking matchbox size. These are pretty hefty.
Yeah, this is a similar hobby, but very different from model railroading, where you kind of work with the little micro worlds. What we do and what's unique with our garden railways is that we make them very immersive for the visitors. So you become a part of the exhibit instead of being the person standing on the outside looking in.
So we'll be able to actually walk through it and sort of experience the trains from both sides?
Exactly. So there's going to be three entryways that come into a common path into the middle. And you can view the exhibit from many angles.
Yeah, it's really, it really is, it looks very interactive. Tell me how your company and your organization came to be. I understand it's a family, a labor of love, really.
Right. It is a labor of love. My father, Paul Bussey, started the company. We did our first official garden railway back in 1982. And then it was the Ohio State Fair. Then up in the 90s, we did our first garden railroad would be of a similar style to what Cheekwood will have, in which we had a number of miniature buildings made from plant material, of which we call botanical architecture.
Is that what we're going to be having here, or it looks more like this is actually wooden structures, or are we also going to be looking at some plants as well?
You're going to be looking at quite a bit here. There's going to be a lot of motion, color, and exciting detail. So the trains are going to be flying around with a lot of color and movement. The houses are going to have some fantastic detail. Be sure to lean in close and have a look. And
so we might see some folks inside those little houses?
You could. Just certainly use your imagination, and you may see some little folks there. The houses will be lit. So if you do come for the evening visits, you'll certainly enjoy the enchanting warm glow from inside the houses.
Yeah, I'm actually reminded of that ride at Disneyland that takes you through the storybook land, and you see all the little miniature scenes from all the little fairy tales. It's sort of like that, only even a little bit bigger scale, I think. I'm sure you're familiar with the exhibit at Disneyland.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's in a sense, it's kind of a Disney-like experience where you have just a lot of activity, trains. It's a miniature world in a sense.
How long is it supposed to take for this whole thing to go up? I understand you guys are just in the beginning phases of it, and it sounds like it's massive. How many hours or days is it going to take to complete?
It's going to take roughly five full working days to complete it. We started partway through Monday, and we should finish at the end of Friday.
Now, spring is often the rainy, tornado-y season here in the Nashville area. Do you have some plans to make sure and protect all this stuff? I mean, we know we're not going to have a repeat of last year, God forbid. But, you know, this is all pretty natural materials. So how does it stay fresh the whole time through December?
Well, it's ready for Mother Nature. So the elements, the pieces that we have, they're prepared. The little pieces of botanical architecture of the buildings, they're going to be sealed in a spar urethane, so they're protected against ultraviolet rays and rain. And then the mountains, they're made from eastern red cedar, so they're naturally durable and rot resistant. And then the trains themselves, they're waterproof. So they're made for outdoors and gardens.
Right, and anything other than that, I would imagine, is a trade secret. You can't tell me or you'd have to kill me. I've been speaking with Brian Bussey. He's the president of Applied Imagination, and we're talking about this fabulous exhibit going up at Cheekwood, and it's going to have trains and all kinds of monuments and landmarks from our state going through the season, and it lasts from April 9th until December 31st. And Brian, if people want to get more information on Applied Imagination and where you guys are going to be next, do you have a website we can tell folks about?
Absolutely. We have a website. It's appliedimagination.biz, B-I-Z. It's everything run together. And you can certainly see our entire portfolio on there. You can see our exposition schedule. And certainly be sure to see where we're going to be next.
Absolutely. But first, you got to come to Cheekwood and check it all out here. Jane, if people want to get some information about the activities going on here at the Cheekwood exhibit, where can they go for information?
Again, if they'll just check our website at cheekwood.org. In addition to the exhibition, well, there'll be lists of lots of train-related activities from the little ones all the way up that you can enjoy. Cheekwood.org.
Cheekwood.org. Everybody, come on down. And I can't wait to see it all finished. I feel so privileged. And I thank both of you for allowing me to come in and sort of see it in progress and watch the magic happen. Jane, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much. Glad to have you here.
And Brian, good luck. This is fabulous. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like when it's done. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Barbara. It's going to be a lot of fun.